Hey, how you doing? Welcome back. Welcome back. Salute. It's coffee time for me. Thanks for being here. I'm Pete Nero, and welcome to my video podcast, Rants from Hell, another brain crack. And it's been a little while. It's been a little while now. It's been, what, 2 weeks or so that I haven't had a chance to do another video? But things are going nuts. Things are going nuts. Personally, you know, I'm in a hotel room again. I'm out of town taking care of a few fucking things. Don't worry about what the fuck they are. Shit. But, and I'm here. And you know what? Things are kind of starting to open up now with the quarantines and the lockdowns and all this stuff. Things are kind of starting to open up. What is it? June 22nd today. And, who knows? I'm not going to get my fucking hopes up. I'm not going to get my dick up. Let's see what happens. I mean, who knows? Maybe, you know what? I think the whole year is going to be a fucking write-off, actually. We're going to have to wait till maybe next summer to actually go out there. And when they finally let us out to frolic and play and hump and jump and who knows what the fuck, you know? But we're starting to open up a little bit. A little bit. You know what I mean? I'm on the road again. Just can't wait. I feel like fucking Willie Nelson, man. I'm starting to feel like Willie Nelson. I'm starting to look like Willie Nelson over here. I'm always on the road. And, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, let's see what happens. I'm fucking paranoid. I was already paranoid before. I'm a paranoid fucking guy anyway. But now, if things open up and, you know, this pandemic starts to kind of ease down, everybody gets vaxxed or whatever the fuck it is, and everything starts to calm down and we're able to actually go out there and look at other fucking human beings again. And I'm getting paranoid, man. Anybody, another human being who comes fucking close to me now, I'm going to fucking knock him out, man. It's like, don't breathe your fucking corona beer virus on me, man. Go somewhere else. Maybe some people will fucking wear masks for the rest of their life. Who knows, man? I'm going to be fucking paranoid. You know what? It's funny. The fact is that, you know, I'm chatting with some family and friends I haven't talked to in a while, and saying, you know what? When things finally open up a little bit and we're able to go out there and I can actually fucking see you again, let's go for a drive. Let's go for a road trip. I love fucking road trips, you know? I love road trips. I'm in my car, I got the sunroof open, the windows open, cranking the fucking tunes over there, doing some burnouts, and I love going on road trips. So I said to my friend, you know, let's hook up when we're able to, when we're allowed to, and let's go for a drive, right? And I'm thinking, like, I'm going to be sitting there with fucking five masks on my face, and I'm going to have my friend sitting in the passenger seat beside me. I'm going to be so fucking paranoid, even of him. I'm going to put like a fucking, you know, like one of those Ziploc plastic freezer bags over his fucking head just so I don't have to breathe whatever he's breathing up. And the fucking guy's going to turn blue in my passenger seat, man. I'm going to fucking choke the guy to death because I'm so fucking paranoid. Everything's made me paranoid. The news, social media, everything's made me paranoid now. I don't know what the fuck to do. Well, let's see what happens. It's craziness, man. Like, I'm looking forward to finally taking a long overdue vacation, maybe in Florida, maybe in California, who knows. If they ever open up the border again, the Canadian-American border. And let me just say one thing and get this off my chest. I've talked about this before, but the shit-talking that went on before, year and a half ago, with everybody getting down and beaking off on social media. And everybody has a right to say what they want, fine. But these fucking guys who, yes, you know, the border had to be closed. There was a mess going on in the United States. There was a mess going on in Canada. Viruses everywhere, shit everywhere. I understand. So the border had to be closed. But some of these fucking people, even that I know on social media in Canada, that like to beak off and talk shit. Fuck all the Americans. Fuck all the Americans. Every American man, woman, and child. Fuck their government. Fuck their country. Keep it down. Lock it down. Shut the border forever. Never open it up again. Put up fucking brick walls at the border. never open it up again. We don't need the Americans. Fuck the Americans. We'll... You want to live like fucking North Korea, man? Shut yourself off to everybody else? Now, I understand that shit had to happen. But, you know, you don't talk shit like that about another country, man. You know, pull your fucking head out of your ass a little bit. Educate yourself a little bit. And don't fucking insult the whole fucking nation. Because then you know what happens? But when the border does finally open up, even like a little crack, you know, even like a cunt hair width, when the border opens up a little bit, these will be the first motherfuckers who fucking kill themselves, break their fucking legs, running across that border, partying in California and Florida and wherever the fuck. You know, it's like the epitome of hypocrisy. I fucking hate hypocrites, man. Yeah, I know, you know, shit had to be closed down. But the hatred and the fucking, what do they call it, the vitriol? Is that the correct word? The hatred that was being spewed all over the place was fucking, made me want to vomit blood. I mean, come on, man, shut the fuck up. Okay, you know, things had to be the way that they were. And now, but you don't have to like insult the whole fucking country over there. Every man, woman, and children who's American, and we don't need the Americans. Canada doesn't need the Americans, really? You want to stick... Is that your final answer? You know what? These guys, when the border opens up, and I'll be watching you, when the border opens up, you guys, I assume, are going to stay home and never leave the fucking country again. Go into your corner. Go into your fucking corner. Kneel down in your corner. Put on your 8 masks and just sit there rocking back and forth. Never leave the country. Never leave your city. Never leave your house. Flatten the curve. Shut it down. Stay down. Shut it down forever. So I assume you guys, at the risk of looking like ignorant fucking hypocrite assholes, stay home. Never leave Canada again. Stay home. Don't you dare go across that border, because all the shit talking that you did before, fuck this and fuck that, Americans, and then these are the guys who like fucking kill themselves running across that border. You know, I just had to get it off my chest. I hate fucking hypocrisy, man. And people who have to beak off about shit that they have no fucking idea. They have less of an IQ than this fucking coffee cup over here. Personally, when it's safe, when it's ready, when it's proper, when everything is calmed down, when we get a grip on this fucking pandemic and everything starts to clear up, I hope one day, I can't wait to go across that border, man. I love driving through the States. I love visiting the States. I love vacationing there, road trips and games and this and that. Why not? I love visiting the United States. But no, these guys have to hop on that fucking bandwagon on social media. They're sitting on their couch 24 fucking hours a day. Ah, fuck this and fuck that. And shut up. Okay, stay home then. You never need to cross that border again. Stay fucking home. I'll be watching you. And you know who you are. I'll be fucking watching you. Anyhow, so this is what it is. I'm at a hotel over here today by myself, you know, doing some shit out of town. A lot of personal shit going on the past several months, but and here I am, you know, and oh my God, this is a nice hotel, but the walls sometimes are fucking paper thin. The walls, you can hear everything is going on next door, man. You know, many times I've stayed in hotels and you can actually hear people fucking through the walls. Anyway. But that's not the case here. But the thing here is, you know, I was lying down last night in the bed. Look at this. Look at the shape I'm in now. Thanks to the quarantine and the lockdowns. Look at what the fuck happened here. My body went to shit. Anyway, so I'm lying down. I'm eating too much, drinking too much. And you get farty. So, and I was lying down over here and I ripped a fucking massive fart last night. 2 seconds later, I hear the neighbor fucking responding. He farted back. Now you're going to say, well, yeah, it's a coincidence. It happened to happen, right? But then I did a few more farts, you know, like I did a fart and I'm listening and he fucking responded. So we're having a farting competition, you know? I fart, he fart. We're having like Morse code farting over here. Oh my God, it was fucking hilarious, man. The fart that gets a response. Farts that get responses from other farters. Anyhow, hopefully I'll be able to go on a stage sometime soon. I fucking can't wait to go on a stage live. We can chat. We can talk back and forth. I can go nuts. Don't throw shit on the stage at me because that'll fucking piss me off. But I can't wait to see you guys. Thank you guys for being here. Thank you for being fans. I noticed several new fans the past several weeks. I fucking love it. I love it, man. I appreciate it so much. The best fans in the world. Thank you for listening to my audio podcast. Thank you for checking out my video podcast on my YouTube channel, which you already know. Go to YouTube and type in Pete Nero. Check out my videos. Like them if you like them. Subscribe. And I thank you very much. And I can't wait to see you soon.